Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, whoever is running the social media account, why? How does El Salvador have a better social media account than many elements of our own government here in the United States of America? Although they're definitely seeing signs of major improvement. Now that President Donald J. Trump is up and running. Yeah, they, you know, Homeland Security's had some good stuff. Border Czar Tom Holman, you don't even need fancy editing. You don't even need fancy music with Border Czar Tom Holman. Just put that guy on camera and have him start talking, and boom, that's all the social media team you need there. But, man, the must-watch video of the entire weekend, aside from the sports highlights, of course. I know many of you were watching some of the great basketball action in the high school state tournaments over the weekend. I was watching volleyball all day Saturday, so I missed out on a lot of the basketball stuff, but I saw some great highlights after the fact on social media and more. So maybe we'll share a few of those highlights for you this morning. But this video out of El Salvador is absolutely incredible. Incredible. Not just the video of these Tren de Aragua gang members, some of the worst who broke into this country. Well, they didn't have to break into this country illegally. Joe Biden rolled out the red carpet for these criminal illegal aliens. But they were flown down to El Salvador. El Salvador is going to put these guys behind bars. And boy, did they have a party there to greet them when they landed on the tarmac in El Salvador. I mean, you could see the law enforcement presence. They were then taking these guys in cuffs to their new home south of the border, and south of the border down in El Salvador. But that's the plane load of criminal illegal aliens that this liberal Obama judge tried to get turned around. Yep, oops, a little too late for that one. The president of El Salvador, anyway, this was just epic. The president of El Salvador, I got to scroll deep in my latest tweets here. He said, Nayib Bukele, this is the president of El Salvador, he said, oopsie, too late. The New York Post had a story. Federal judge orders deportation flights carrying alleged Venezuelan gangbangers to return to the U.S. Blocks Trump from invoking Alien Enemies Act. But here's the deal. The plane was already in international airspace, and the illegal aliens are already behind bars in El Salvador. So, oopsie, too late, in a post by El Salvador President Nayib Bukele. Absolutely incredible. But anyway, I'll tell you what we can do this hour. We can do like a rapid response hour. I was thinking of doing a rapid response segment, but this could be the rapid response hour with all of the incredible highlights from the Rapid Response 47X account out of the Trump White House or the Trump War Room, combination of those two. I tell you what, we could do a rapid response for 4 hours, frankly, with everything President Donald J. Trump just did over the weekend alone, let alone over the last, near 50 or so days. All right, Caroline Levitt weighs in and much more right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With overcast skies today and some rain showers and then turning to snow showers at times over to the Bozeman area, where any accumulation in Bozeman stays less than an inch today. Otherwise, we're looking at high temperature readings ranging from around 40 in Bozeman to 52 in Billings. For tonight, areas of snow in Bozeman. Rain could mix with snow at times in Billings with 1 to 2 inches in Bozeman. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
That is the sound of American F-18s taking off over the weekend to conduct strikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen, designed to stop attacks on vessels crossing the Red Sea. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz on Fox News Sunday.
We just hit them with overwhelming force and put Iran on notice that enough is enough.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
4 months ago, when we sent a ship through, it was shot at 17 times. Ships haven't been able to go through for over a year without being shot at.
Hegseth says the strikes are about the freedom of navigation and restoring deterrence.
The minute the Houthis say, we'll stop shooting at your ships, we'll stop shooting at your drones, this campaign will end.
The secretary adding that Iran has been enabling the Houthis for far too long and better back off. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Cryptocurrencies have become a popular acquisition. What to know if you bought them last year? I'm Hillary Varsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
It's the Will Cain Show. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss a show. Get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Cryptocurrencies are treated the same way as when you buy and sell regular stocks and have capital gains. CPA and tax attorney Alan J. Strauss.
You better be sure to disclose it on your tax return. There's a disclosure box, a yes or no answer box, requires you to let the government know that you do deal with crypto.
Record keeping is key.
You have to be able to report what you paid for it when you bought it and what you're getting for it when you are redeeming it.
You must let the government know that you deal in crypto since no one else is reporting. It. Hillary Varsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, we've got the audio of that. Speaking of high school basketball tournament action over the weekend, the state championships, AA, A, B, and C. Got a couple of headlines in front of me right now. Billings Skyview beats Billings West in Class AA Boys State Championship. Saying it felt like a movie. That's a headline at 406mtsports.com. Oh, here's another one by John Letaske. State A girls basketball. Coral Old Bull hits the game winner as Billings Central repeats as state champs in Class A over Dillon. That's the one where I saw the great audio. Our friend Rocky Erickson was calling that game. And former Lodgegrass men's basketball coach Josh Stewart shared the highlight on his Facebook page over the weekend. It was pretty cool. Coral Old Bull wins the state championship at the buzzer. We know that there is a legend in heaven smiling down on her tonight. And then he shared the final sequence for the Lady Rams of Billings Central, called by the one and only Rocky Erickson. So we've got that audio. I'll trim it down and then share a portion, a highlight for you here later this morning. Make sure I don't forget, because you know what happens. We start talking about, you know, 100 different topics of the day. We start taking phone calls. Your messages come in, and before you know it, it's like, hey, we never played that highlight clip from the basketball championship game. So yeah, we want to get to that one for sure too. I want to edit it down to the final few moments of the game winning call and much more. But man, I'll tell you what, speaking of social media highlight reels, yeah, what an incredible video over the weekend. I mean, it's almost like El Salvador's president Nayib Bukele. It's like he has like somebody from the PBR, the pro bull riding circuit. You know, man, the music, the editing, highlighting all these criminal illegal aliens who are now in prison down in El Salvador. Absolutely remarkable. Let me play a news story for you here just to give you a quick scene setter. So this liberal judge tried to block President Trump from deporting
these criminal, illegal, alien, Trinidad Aragua gang members. This is who the Democrats are rallying around. Hamas supporters, hardcore criminals.
The Trump administration did not refuse to comply with a court order, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says, after the administration flew hundreds of suspected migrant gang members to El Salvador and Honduras. Levitt says while the order from a federal district court judge had no lawful basis, it was issued after the migrants were already out of U.S. territory and airspace. Judge James Boasberg issued his ruling Saturday, temporarily blocking the deportations. He verbally ordered the aircraft turned around, but did not include that in his final written order. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ah, the liberal judge in New York verbally ordered the plane to turn around. Who does this judge think he is? The president of the United States? You're not even the secretary of the Department of Transportation. Get the heck out of here. But anyway, the initial media reports, they were claiming that President Trump was ignoring a judge's order. No, they weren't ignoring the judge's order at all. Let me see here. Caroline Levitt laid it down. Let's see. I think this is where she talks about the president invoking the Alien Enemies Act and why he was not simply ignoring the judge's order. The judge was just out of order.
In just 1 month, President Trump has used his executive authority to secure our southern border. It proves that everybody who claimed we needed a border bill was wrong. We just needed a new president who actually cared about securing our homeland and enforcing our immigration laws. You mentioned daily gotaways, 77. That's an astronomical decrease from the previous administration. There's been a 99% decrease of illegal migrants crossing through the Darien Gap. If you talk to Border Patrol agents and ICE agents, they will tell you that camaraderie in these agencies is at an all-time high because they are actually being allowed to do their jobs. In breaking news this morning, Maria, the president signed a proclamation invoking the Alien Enemies Act against Trinidad Aragua members who have invaded our country. These are the most violent, heinous criminal monsters you could ever imagine. They have taken the lives of innocent American women like Jocelyn Nungre and Lakin Riley, and the president invoked this authority to deport nearly 300 of them who are now in El Salvador, where they will be behind bars, where they belong, rather than roaming freely in American communities. This is a massive win for the American public, and it is going to save lives.
All right, now that wasn't the clip where she talked about, but that's okay, because that was a great one. That was like a scene setter as well. But later on, she went on X and basically pointed out how, look, the judge has no authority to, you know, the plane was already carrying these criminal illegal aliens, was already outside of U.S. airspace. The judge has no authority to order the thing turned around. And by the way, as you just heard there in that report by, let's see, what was his name again there, the Fox News radio reporter. Anyway, he's one who's more likely to be critical of Donald J. Trump. And even in his report there, Jared Halpern's report there, you heard him say, the judge verbally tried to order the plane to be turned around, but did not include it in his actual written order. How pathetic. I mean, that left-wing federal judge, there's already a Texas congressman who's not only calling for that judge to be impeached, but maybe more needs to happen with this federal judge. I mean, openly supporting hostile criminal invaders on American soil. That's what that judge and so many in the Democrat Party are openly embracing right now. Jim Jordan weighed in as well. He was on Fox over the weekend. Greg Jarrett with the legal perspective and much more. Let's get to the Farm and Ranch Report, and then we'll be back with you.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's a concept used to describe different ways of producing energy known as energy density. You might think of it as the amount of land needed to produce a given amount of power from different fuels, wind, solar, coal, gas, or nuclear. Physical footprint on a wind farm or a solar farm is huge compared to fuels with higher energy density such as gas and especially nuclear. But as blogger Austin Vernon has described, despite the extremely high energy density of nuclear fuel, technology has now emerged as a low-cost way to produce electricity, especially compared to alternatives like gas. And the reasons why might surprise surprise you. Yes, regulation and fear of contamination are factors, but the biggest factor is purely economic. Under current technology, a controlled nuclear reaction energy source is a low heat source, much lower than a combined cycle gas turbine, which has more than twice the thermal efficiency. The only way to get a lot of power out of a nuclear plant is to massively scale up the entire process, and that's expensive. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Securing America.
That is the sound of American F-18s taking off over the weekend to conduct strikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen, designed to stop attacks on vessels crossing the Red Sea. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz on Fox News Sunday.
We just hit them with overwhelming force and put Iran on notice that enough is enough.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
4 months ago, when we sent a ship through, it was shot at 17 times. Ships haven't been able to go through for over a year without being shot at.
Hegseth says the strikes are about the freedom of navigation and restoring deterrence.
The minute the Houthis say, we'll stop shooting at your ships, we'll stop shooting at your drones, this campaign will end.
The secretary adding that Iran has been enabling the Houthis for far too long and better back off. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, on Friday, the U.S. Senate cleared the House's continuing resolution funding the government through September 30th and narrowly avoiding a government shutdown. According to AgriPulse this morning, the continuing resolution largely continues funding departments and programs in line with fiscal year 2024 levels, with a small increase at USDA for the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Assistance Program. However, there's also some cuts at USDA's rural development programs, Army Corps of Engineer construction funding, and USDA's NRCS. Now, the agriculture portion, it says, of the continuing resolution that includes FDA and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, as well as USDA, would be funded at $26.2 billion for fiscal 2025, or a $400 million increase over the FY24 funding level. And the Interior and Environment portion, which includes the Interior Department, EPA, and the Forest Service, would get a $2.3 billion increase to $38.6 billion. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
March 20th, Barstar Cattle offers 41 polled and horned Hereford bulls and 30 F1 Baldy replacement heifers during their annual sale at the ranch south of Muscle Shell, Montana. Structure, feed functionality, and phenotype are paramount, combined with big profitability indexes. The benefit of hybrid vigor makes more pounds of pay weight and a more fertile, functional cross. Barstar Hereford bulls making America's cow herd functional and efficient again. Catalog and videos, along with online bidding through Live Ag for the Barstar Cattle annual production sale, March 20th.
Improve yield without an extra step with QuickShot, a quality fluency agent and full nutrient package in one ultimate platter box treatment. QuickShot provides all the benefits of a seed lubricant, but with a powerful jolt of nourishment. This improves uptake and vigor during emergence, leading to a stronger stand establishment and increased uniformity. Go with QuickShot to help your seed reach its full yield potential. Contact your local Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information about QuickShot. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Well, the American Sheep Industry Association has received generous support from multiple programs administered by USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. Funding awards this year include $1.2 million from the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, which is devoted to developing new foreign markets, nearly $446,000 from the Market Access Program, which provides cost-share assistance for activities such as consumer advertising, market research, trade fairs, and more, and nearly $178,000 from the Foreign Market Development Program, which provides cost-share assistance for activities that build international demand for agricultural commodities like American wool. ASI Director of Wool Marketing Rita Samuelson says they'll utilize the funds in a variety of ways that introduce foreign markets to the wonderful assets of all-natural American wool. And finally, this morning, this past week, the Public Lands Council submitted comments on the endangered and threatened wildlife and plants threatened species status with Section 40 rule for monarch butterfly and designation of critical habitat. PLC raised concerns about the broad scope of the proposed listing and the potential regulatory burdens it could impose on grazing operations. And, of course, PLC is just one of many in opposition to the Monarch's listing. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this was pretty cool. I was mentioning a couple of sports headlines from over the weekend. Where did I put them now? I'm trying to get my show prep organized for the day here. Here we go. I mentioned Billings Skyview beats Billings West in the Class AA Boys State Championship. By the way, the Billings West girls are the winners of the AA State Championship on the girls' basketball side of the house. But, yeah, I mentioned Billings Skyview beats Billings West. And our producer, Caden, congrats to his family. His little brother is a senior and a starter for Skyview. So he's part of that state championship team. So congratulations to Caden's brother and the whole family. But, yeah, here's the audio. Let me just play the audio now. I know we're in the middle of our rapid response segments and our rapid response. We could do the rapid response all day long. But what about this? Coral Old Bull hits the game winner as Billings Central repeats for the state championship here. This was the audio that former Lodgegrass coach Josh Stewart shared. Yeah, I mentioned that Facebook post where he talked about Coral Old Bull winning the state championship at the buzzer. And then Josh Stewart says, we know that there is a legend in heaven smiling down on her tonight. Here's the audio. I think this is our friend Rocky Erickson along with Herm in the final few seconds of that game against Dillon.
6.2 seconds left in the fourth. We got a substitution as Kenzie Creighton will check in, replacing Cassie Keller, who has been huge here in the fourth.
6.2, we're tied at 52. Rams on the inbounds underneath their own basket. Looking for Rinker. Inside, Old Bull turns and fires. Yes! Coral Old Bull with the basket. This game is over. The Rams go back to back as state champions. And it's Coral Old Bull with the game winner. The senior, 15 points in the game. And the Rams finish a perfect season. The final score, 54-52. And Coral Old Bull gets the winning basket for the Billings Central Rams.
Man, Rocky Erickson, you could tell he was getting a little raspy there. You could tell he was having a ton of fun. I know he and so many of these other radio broadcasters from local affiliate stations all across the state covered so many different games. So, yeah, so even the great ones get a little raspy there by the end of it. No, but great audio there. Thanks to our producer, Caden, for snagging that one for us. Phone lines are open for you. We've got Steve in Ballantyne first up right after the Fox News update. And I do see we have a legislative update with the Montana legislature back in action today following the transmittal break. Jeff Laslofty has a legislative update for us here at the very end of this 6 o'clock hour of the show for you. I've got a legislative update as well. Right into the phone lines.
They're called the Power Squid Power Multiplier. Think of it as a power strip without the strip. Basically, it's got 5 receptors that come off a base on flexible cords of varying lengths. It kind of looks like a squid, hence the name. The Power Squid is a handy device that makes my workbench an easier place to work. To learn more, do a web search on Power Squid Multiplier.
All right, sorry about that, guys. Yeah, we just had a random ad pop in there at the end of the Fox News update. That's all right, though. Okay, into the phone lines we go. Let's go to Steve in Ballantyne. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind this Monday morning?
Well, as listening to Hannity on Friday, and this radio host, Joe, I don't remember his last name, anyway, this new thing that's going on, it's scary. It's called swatting. I don't know if you heard about it. First time I heard on Friday.
Yeah.
To where they make these robocalls to the police, and they make it sound like you're being held hostage in a person's house, and their whole goal of it is the hope that the person in the house, is the actual person living there, is going to draw a gun on the people that are coming up to the door, which is actually going to be law, and the law is going to shoot them dead. This is really getting sick. I can't believe they're going to that kind of a low right now.
That's something that happened a few years ago. There was a big, like, swatting spree. And what's so crazy about this is basically these are left-wing activists by and large, and they want to go after people they disagree with. They want to go after conservative commentators or whistleblowers who are, you know, blowing the whistle on what the radical left is up to. And they will call 911 or they will call the authorities and claim that something crazy is happening at your house and the police need to get there and they need to. And so you've had incidents where then the SWAT team goes in, kicks in the door, et cetera. And now, thankfully, there was a situation over the weekend. Was it in Virginia? I forget where it was at. I saw it on X, but the guy talked to the law enforcement through his Ring camera, and then the law enforcement quickly realized, like, okay, wait a minute. So I think law enforcement is kind of on to this scheme, but man, yeah, talk about deadly potential consequences for both sides potentially involved. You know, middle of the night, somebody's kicking in your door, and you've done nothing wrong, and so it's just another sick strategy by the left to silence their political opponents.
Right, you know, and I can understand it being like, you know, someone really, you know, a really high up political opponent, but what does it do for us? I mean, the small person that's just laying there, I mean, I lay on a gun. I mean, come on, really? And you're going to try to protect your family, and then you pull a gun on a bunch of cops, they're going to shoot you dead. I mean, it's sick and, like I said, it's sick and sad.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, no, and the left is ticking up. That's one of their other strategies that they're now ticking up here after Trump being sworn in as president in January. So thanks for calling in about that, though, because it's good to get that on law enforcement's radar if it's not already, because we got some radical leftists here in Montana. Hey, by the way, the Gallatin girls won the AA championship. Thanks to our listener for correcting me on that one.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Friend.
All right, I went down the hall to fill up on a cup of coffee, and then Caden had to go bail out Cat Country with something. So if you were trying to call into the show during the break there, give us a call back, 406-294-0970. But luckily, when I came in, I noticed that Caden was down the hall, and then I noticed that the red light was flashing. So I thought, I better check and see if we got somebody on the phone lines, because you know, that's the best part of the show, is taking your phone calls here, 406-294-0970. And, of course, you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. But, yeah, we'll get to our caller here in just a second. But, yeah, real quick, this is why we really need somebody to do, like, a sports report for us, where when we go to the break, we get kind of a local sports update, scores especially. There's some great storytellers out there, but it's hard to find somebody who can just give us a roll up of all the headlines from over the weekend or whatever. But I saw an older headline from 2 days ago, which was, you know, the Billings West girls defeating the Skyview girls. But thanks to a listener in Billings for messaging us on the app. When it comes to the state AA girls basketball championship, it's Bozeman Gallatin girls who are the class AA state champs. So I appreciate that. As I said earlier, I was watching volleyball all day Saturday. I was having fun watching volleyball for a tournament all day Saturday. That'll be pretty much every Saturday for the time being, which is great. It's so fun. To go watch kids' sports and see them active and involved and everything like that. And volleyball is such a great sport, too, the way the girls all come together at the middle of the court after practically every play. Into the phone lines we go as we all come back together here on this Monday morning. Nancy in Roundup. Well, first I caught up with Nancy in Roundup, and your surgery got delayed, so we'll keep praying for you that the surgery goes well when it eventually takes place. What's on your mind here on this Monday morning? You got to be pretty excited about the El Salvador news, jailing, imprisoning all these Trende Aragua gang members and more. I'll bet, huh?
I sure am, and thank you, Montana Talks family. You're very dear to me, and thank you for all your prayers. El Salvador, you know, I've read about that prison. It's the largest one in the world. It's 40,000 cells, and the men only get two meals a day. They get two these tortilla shells and a bowl of beans. They're never let out. They're in there 24/7. But my question is this. I can't find how much this is going to cost the U.S. taxpayers, because I know El Salvador can't do it on their own. He's being very generous, letting these lunatic maniacs in his country, and we are helping them. I don't know, Aaron, if you have come up with a figure or not, but and my other talking point, we're hearing false stories on the legacy media that's unfortunately still around. Cutting VA benefits. There's nowhere to cut, and President Trump would not do this to our veterans. We all know how patriotic he is. But I want to know, laid off a lot of people, probationary workers, and that I think, from what I understand, this money is to be used to help increase the quality of care that our veterans receive.
Yeah.
And I like to know your thoughts on that. And just one more quick thing. Through research, I found out, you know, the tariffs increase is Trump wants to help use to rebuild our military and our Navy. And I found out that our country is 1,500 fighter jet pilot fighter jet pilot shortage right now. Can you believe that? If we were attacked today, we would not survive any Chinese or Iranian or Russian attack. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
We have fallen behind in so many categories. I still think we would survive because kind of like a biblical Old Testament times, sometimes it's not the number of your horses and the number of your chariots, but it's the fire within the hearts of the men that will lead to victory, and of course reliance on God as well, that will lead to victory more than the number of ships, more than the number of horses, but it's very concerning because we have fallen behind in so many categories as the left has tried to turn this country into more and more of a welfare state, and they've turned our federal treasury into a piggy bank for their left-wing operatives. Bribing the heads of these NGOs, and then they're paying their campaign operatives with our money. That's what DOGE is really exposed here. All right, three things. I had to take notes when Nancy was talking there. Her first question, what is it going to cost to house these Venezuelan Trende Aragua gang members in El Salvador? Great question. I haven't seen a dollar figure, but I know President Bukele, Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, he sent out a post on X over the weekend saying, hey, this is a very good deal for both countries because these, you know, hardcore, these are murderers, these are rapists, these are straight up thugs, the worst of these Trende Aragua operatives that are going to be imprisoned in Venezuela. Now, some of you might say, well, why are we imprisoning them in Venezuela or in El Salvador instead of just sending them back home to Venezuela? Because if you send them back home to Venezuela, what are they going to do? They're going to go live high on the hog in Venezuela. They're going to be welcomed home by their socialist dictators down there. And then they're going to end up coming back to America. These are the worst of the worst. These people need to stay behind bars. Now, it would be way more expensive to house them in prisons here in America. That's point one. But what Nayib Bukele said is like, he said, hey, this is a good deal for the United States because it's cheaper for the United States to house their prisoners in El Salvador. But he said, but when it comes to El Salvador, he said, this is going to be very good for us, you know, because of the standard of living and the economics of the United States compared to El Salvador. What is a very good payment for El Salvador
is a very cheap payment for the United States government compared to, you know, how much things cost here in the U.S. So I haven't heard a specific dollar amount, but I know President Bukele addressed that in particular. Congressman Jim Jordan, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, was on with Maria Bartiromo Sunday morning as this liberal judge was trying to halt the Trinidad Aragua deportation flights. Listen to what he said about this liberal judge.
Yeah, that's my understanding. This judge says, don't send the hardened criminals back to where they belong. Bring them back to the country so I can evaluate. And again, this is the same judge, by the way, Maria, who a few years ago, when there was information taken to the FISA court that was false, the guy who falsified that information, this lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith, basically Judge Boasberg gave him a slap on the wrist. So this is that same judge. Don't let the hardened criminals leave, even though the head of the executive branch, Article 2, Section 1, says executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States. This is his prerogative. He followed the law. He did this. This judge says, no, no, no. Bring the hardened criminals back. Bring the gang members back. And we're going to have a hearing on it. I think it's set for next Friday.
All right. Yeah. But of course, the flights continued. They were already in international waters. Another victory by the Trump team and another left wing judge exposing how anti-American he truly is. Hey, we've got another state championship basketball report. Kevin in Billings, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I didn't know if you heard that. Huntley Project won the state championship for the first time in school history.
Wow, that's awesome. I actually saw it. I ran into their principal at the volleyball tournament on Saturday, so I didn't see the basketball result yet, but I knew they were at the state championship, so that's exciting.
And, you know, I don't know how many people know, but, you know, you got Paige Lofien out there, Gatorade Player of the Year, going to Gonzaga for basketball.
Wow, yeah, that's huge.
You know, that's pretty neat to have someone that close that's that good. I mean, she was quite a talent.
Huntley's got some great sports out there. I tell you what, their volleyball teams, man, are just from the youngest all the way up, are just always impressive. But, yeah, I ran into the Huntley principal. He and I served in the Army together back in the day. So it's funny. I go to volleyball games, and I run into all my old Army buddies.
Yep. And then I think on the dollar amount, it was $5 to $6 million
for housing. For all of the for all of the prisoners, huh?
That's what they said. Somebody said it was. They're going to pay them $5 to $6 million to house them down there.
To house all the Trinidad Aragua gang members in El Salvador. Yeah, that sounds like a really good deal. I mean, heck, that's cheaper than the New York City hotel rooms that you and I were paying for all these criminal illegal aliens.
There you go. And then there's a pretty good little video clip of Harriet Hageman on Doge.
I saw that.
That might be a good one to play. She sort of explained that a little bit.
I forget who she did that interview with, because I'd have to reach out to get permission to air the whole thing. She had a great point about Doge, basically making the point that what Doge identified is that basically the Democrats were using the federal government to fund their campaign operatives and to pay off their political buddies. I mean, she exposed what we've been talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good one to play. You get it.
All right. Well, Kevin, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you on a number of topics. And, yeah, thanks for the shout-out to the Huntley Project girls winning state basketball over the weekend. Congrats to their crew. We've got Jeff Laszlofsky with the legislative update right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We have one guy appeared to be protesting against Elon Musk. Oh, this idiot accidentally apparently lit himself on fire while trying to vandalize the electric vehicle charging stations, according to South Carolina police. The incident unfolded last Friday at the Tesla charging stations in North Charleston. A man wrote Free Ukraine as well as another message against President Trump with an expletive included. According to a report from the North Charleston Police Department, police said the man had ignited some material that was stuffed into beer bottles and threw them at the stations. And witnesses told police that he lit himself on fire by accident and then fled the scene. What a genius.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, you exhausted every day. Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy, and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell, it's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad, or homeschooling your kids, or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. It is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com. And Strong Cell believes in their product so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With overcast skies today and some rain showers and then turning to snow showers at times over to the Bozeman area. Rain accumulation in Bozeman stays less than an inch today. Otherwise, we're looking at high temperature readings ranging from around 40 in Bozeman to 52 in Billings. For tonight, areas of snow in Bozeman. Rain could mix with snow at times in Billings with 1 to 2 inches in Bozeman. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Foundley.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Lasloff.
Today, Monday, March 17th, marks the 51st day of the 2025 legislative session and the first full day at work since legislators returned to the Capitol at the end of their transmittal break. You can think of transmittal as the halftime at a football game. It's a time for legislators who have been working nonstop since January to play catch-up, to catch up with their families, to catch up on some sleep, and to catch up on constituent emails. It's also that point in the session that provides a clear picture of the remaining bills in play. That's because all general bills that fail to pass from one house to another before the transmittal deadline are officially dead. But are they really? As we've said before, in this process, nothing is ever truly dead until the legislature adjourns for good sometime around the beginning of May. Which brings up another of our famous sayings. In this process, you can only do what you have the votes to do. And by contrast, you can also do just about anything if you have enough votes. That's why nothing is ever truly dead. With enough votes, just like Jesus and Lazarus, you can call bills forth from the grave. I've even seen supposedly dead bills amended lock, stock, and barrel into bills that are still alive. That's why this is no time to let down our guard. Since January, our legislative affairs team has been at the Capitol every day, and so far, they've testified on over 50 bills. At this point, we're happy to report that the session is going fairly well. Despite the continuing chaos in the Senate, our good bills, for the most part, are still alive, and many of the bad bills, having missed the transmittal deadline, are now technically dead. Of the good bills, two have actually passed both houses and are awaiting the governor's signature. These would be House Bill 82, a bill that strengthens Montana's laws against child sexual abuse, and House Bill 121, a bill requiring restrooms, locker rooms, and sleeping quarters in public schools, government buildings, and certain other facilities to be designated for the exclusive use by biological males or biological females. It would put an end to boys and girls locker rooms or male and female students being forced to sleep in the same hotel rooms while traveling for school events, both of which have happened right here in Montana. Other good bills still alive include Senate Bill 240, which prohibits financial institutions from denying services based on social credit scores, House Bill 408, which protects children from obscene content through electronic devices, House Bill 446, which strengthens Montana's indecent exposure laws, and two bills that we've seen before. Senate Bill 136 prohibits physician-assisted suicide, and Senate Bill 437, which defines the terms male and female using immutable biological characteristics. This bill passed in 2023 and was recently struck down by a liberal Missoula judge. The new version has even better definitions that hopefully will hold up in court, which brings us to a crucial focus of this session, and that is judicial reform. Just as we're seeing at the federal level, liberal judges in Montana are running roughshod over the other two branches and routinely strike down conservative legislation for purely political reasons. The laws of this state will never reflect its conservative demographics as long as voters are kept in the dark. It's time for judges to run with a party affiliation just as they do in many other states. It's time to destroy the myth of judicial nonpartisanship, and we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. In the meantime, transmittal break is over, and it's back to work. We'll keep you up to date and informed as the session unfolds. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszloffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right. Great to have Jeff Laszloffy back with the daily legislative update. So we'll have that every day through most of, at least through the early part of May for the remainder of the legislative session here every day at this exact same time. It must be $6 million a year to house the criminals down in El Salvador, because Sean in Shelby sent us a message saying he saw the same number that Kevin in Billings just did, and they're both a couple of reliable sources. All right, back after the Fox News update.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's a concept used to describe different ways of producing energy known as energy density. You might think of it as the amount of land needed to produce a given amount of power from different fuels, wind, solar, coal, gas, or nuclear. Physical footprint on a wind farm or a solar farm is huge compared to fuels with higher energy density such as gas and especially nuclear. But as blogger Austin Vernon has described, despite the extremely high energy density of nuclear fuel, technology has now emerged as a low-cost way to produce electricity, especially compared to alternatives like gas. And the reasons why might surprise you. Yes, regulation and fear of contamination are factors, but the biggest factor is purely economic. Under current technology, a controlled nuclear reaction energy source is a low-heat source, much lower than a combined cycle gas turbine, which has more than twice the thermal efficiency. The only way to get a lot of power out of a nuclear plant is to massively scale up the entire process, and that's expensive. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.